Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
The New York Islanders come into the United Center and continue to be one of the hotter teams in the NHL. Took over a lot of the momentum when they killed off a five-minute major. The Blackhawks had 5 minutes of man advantage to begin the game pretty much after Casey Cizikas went out with a game misconduct and knocking down Alex Stalock. Stalock, the Blackhawks goaltender, left the game. And even though Arvid Soderblom continues to look very solid in net, the Blackhawks unable to pull away with a win for the fourth straight game. They now move to 4-4-2 on the season. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. We're taking you up to 11 o'clock tonight. Got plenty to get to, the highlights, the recap. We'll hear from the dressing room, and we'll take your calls and texts, 312-981-7200. We'll also talk to Kaylee Chelios, who's been calling this action with John Weideman all night long and actually did nail her prediction, the Blackhawks' lone goal coming on a Caleb Jones slap shot on a power play high in the slot. It did catch Jonathan Toews' stick, so that made me happy on the betting front. But Caleb Jones with a big assist on a big shot that turned out to be the Blackhawks' only goal. Unfortunately, Kaylee, it was too little too late in terms of the Blackhawks' offense in that third period.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like they needed something to get them going all too often in the game, whether it was a fourth-line effort that kind of sparked some confidence midway through the second period or their power play, getting things done there. It sounds like they had a brief conversation with Luke Richardson during the second period about simplifying, and I think they were just getting frustrated by the Islanders' ability to clog the neutral zone and hold the blue line at their blue line and make it really difficult for them to get in and create offense. So it's tough in that five-minute major in the first period. I think you look at this game and you think back to that, and it was just really tough that they couldn't generate any offense on it, really, and it went back the other way, and Brock Nelson's, or Anders Lee, I guess, was credited with the goal, but the Islanders end up taking the first lead of the game after that. So you look back at this game and, you know, not the same mistakes that we've seen against Minnesota and Buffalo necessarily, but not a consistent enough effort. They came out flat, and they weren't really able to do enough with that five-minute major, I think, to do some damage on this Isles team.
But I think that's important what you just said, and I know I'm probably going to get grilled for this, but I don't really care. there were adjustments made, you know, and Luke Richardson had to have said something in that second period. There was a little bit of energy pumped onto the bench and then pumped onto the ice, and then tweaks were made in that third period, and all of a sudden there's life in the building again. And that's the other thing. The Blackhawks may have been outplayed for the majority of this game, but they were able to weather the storm so much that they had an opportunity to come out with at least 1 point tonight. So the competitiveness continues for this team. This is the first time we've seen the Blackhawks lose by more than a goal since opening night, and I think I understand they haven't picked up a win in the last four games, but I think that's pretty significant because, a reminder, this is the first year of a rebuild. This team wasn't expected to gel this quickly. The adjustments were made. It wasn't enough, but they were made, and you're seeing guys make changes to their game, trying to adjust to the talent on the other team, because New York came in with a whole lot of momentum, a great penalty kill. And once they grabbed that lead, it was really hard to take it away from them.
And they'd scored 11 goals in their last two games. They beat out three, you know, teams that won a round, as we talked to Brendan Burke earlier before, and he made that great point, too. They played New York, Carolina, and Colorado and won, but they also faced the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay as well before that. So they'd had a tough lineup to come into, but you're right. They came in with confidence. They're a veteran group. They have the experience, I think, to know how to manage a game and play with the lead for sure and close it out. So yeah, I think it's a good thing when we're still critiquing the Blackhawks in a positive way and we're not talking about Connor Bedard. We're looking at a lot of positives, actually, more nights than not. And to be in these games the way they are, I mean, this is for Luke Richardson, you want to come up on the winning end. And for Kyle Davidson, he wants to win. But we know that losing in this fashion is a good feeling, too, in some ways. There weren't high expectations, and I think they've more than exceeded a lot of Blackhawks fans for sure.
And I think the biggest thing to point out, once again, is Arvid Soderblom. I mean, if this game ended in a four-goal deficit, I would understand. But Arvid Soderblom just continues to be consistent, confident, and really just seeming like that's where he should be in between the pipes in an NHL game.
I mean, he made some really big saves, and he came in cold. Alex Stalock goes out unexpectedly early, and the two goals he let in were, you know, a driving partial breakaway from Brock Nelson, who has an incredible release, tied the team lead for goals tonight, and then the other one on the power play on a rebound that he really didn't have a chance at getting. He made the initial save, so you're right. All things considered, you know, you hope the best for Alex Stalock, but another bright spot for the Blackhawks is this young goaltender. Arvidsson has looked solid to me, and I really liked the sentiment from Caleb Jones, too, talking about how they feel very good having him, and his maturity is beyond his years right now as a young goaltender. He doesn't play like it.
I also thought that, well, you guys were mentioning Boris Tkachuk, who we were almost wondering if he was okay. I believe the first or second period, he took a real hot shot, a hard shot off his foot. Was kind of grimacing in pain on the Blackhawks bench. Caleb Jones, as your pick to click, had contributed on that goal. And Mackenzie Entwistle made a couple of nice plays, breaking up some action, too. So I think those three people especially, but some other guys may have taken a step tonight. But again, you're seeing that in a game like this where there's not too many positives to pull from, but there is some individual progression, and that's something we're going to be keeping an eye on all year long.
Definitely, and let's not forget, too, they're missing two of their key players in their starting lineup, and Seth Jones and Tyler Johnson, two big players for their power play, but also their top minute muncher, Seth Jones, who makes plays. He likes to play all over the ice. He likes to carry the puck. He plays on their top power play unit, so it was nice to see his younger brother step in and have success there, factoring in on the Hawks' lone goal. So a lot of players stepping up. You look defensively, I thought they played really well, limiting rush opportunities and outnumbered chances against Minnesota without Seth Jones in the lineup, which they were going to have to do tonight. Not quite as sharp, but I still am impressed by the, you know, they're spreading the wealth a little bit, but Jack Johnson handling the load and a lot of these veteran defensemen stepping up in the absence of Jones.
Totally agree. Kaylee, great stuff as always. Will we talk to you Thursday?
We will see each other Thursday, Joe. Looking okay. Forward to coming back one day at a time. I was like, which day is it? But I will be here with John against the Kings, so I'm excited to work with you then.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm glad you know the schedule because, like you said, it's all
John mentioned it to me before. He's currently eating, I'm not sure what these are, peanut
oh,
caramel
paydays.
Chocolates.
Oh.
It's the fourth encore, or what is it, fourth course for John tonight.
Entree? Fourth entree?
Fourth entree for John. The dessert, I suppose you should say, not the entree.
All right, well, check your bingo card if you had John Weideman eating 30 minutes after the game had concluded. All right, Kaylee, thank you so much. We'll talk to you and see you on Thursday.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Joe.
That is Kaylee Chelios. She and John Weideman doing an excellent job calling the action tonight as the Blackhawks fall to the New York Islanders 3-1 tonight at the United Center. With the loss, the Blackhawks fall to 4-4-2. The Islanders pick up their fourth straight win. They're now 6-4-0. We do have more to get to, but before we move on, quickly want to get to a call. It's our buddy Leo in Albuquerque. Again, if you would like to join us, 312-981-7200. Leo wants to talk about the Hawks' goaltending, and I think I've got an idea of where he's going with this. The former goaltender, Leo in Albuquerque. What'd you like about tonight, Leo?
Hey, Joe, eventually you guys are going to get sick of hearing from me. But I'm kind of worried at this moment. You know, we've got two great goaltenders, but now two of our three goalies are hurt. I hope Stalock, I hope it's a very minor injury. But I think that is one of the greatest things of our team right now is our young goaltenders. What do you think? Do you think Rockford has anyone else, you know, that might be able to step up if Stalock is hurt?
Well, Leo, thank you very much for the call. A couple of things. Peter Mrazek was on the ice tonight, or I should say today, during morning skate, and Luke Richardson had acknowledged the fact that he is progressing pretty well. If you look at the Hawks' schedule, they play Thursday against the LA Kings. They're on the road against the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday, and then they don't play again until they visit the LA Kings next Thursday. So that might buy some time for Peter Mrazek to come back. Now, of course, with Alex Stalock going down, I'm just going to generalize here. I'm not entirely sure what the situation is, but I'm guessing that it has something to do with concussion protocol. He took a pretty hard hit from Casey Cizikas. So that might be a situation to look at. The other unfortunate thing I noticed, Scott Powers tweeted out on Twitter, Jackson Stauber of Rockford actually is dealing with an injury too. So I believe it's between Dylan Wells and Mitchell Weeks, and I'm not entirely sure of what their contract status is in the AHL, if it is available for them to come up to the Hawks. So it will be kind of interesting to see how creative the Blackhawks have to get. If Stalock is okay to maybe possibly go in Winnipeg on Saturday, I don't think they have to jump to too many conclusions. Arvid Soderblom is clearly capable of minding the net on Thursday, barring any types of injuries there as well. But again, hopefully the timing can work out well enough to where Peter Mrazek can be available for the Blackhawks next week, because again, they do have quite the layoff in between games. They play Saturday in Winnipeg, and they don't play again until next Thursday in L.A. Again, that's Leo from Albuquerque, big-time listener, big-time Hawks fan, and big-time goalie as well. We appreciate him tuning in. And anybody else that wants to chime in, 312-981-7200. We've got more to get to, but first, let's get to a break. Blackhawks fall to the New York Islanders 3-1 tonight at the United Center. You're listening to the postgame show on 720 WGN. The Blackhawks suffer their fourth straight game without a win. They fall to the New York Islanders 3-1 here at the United Center. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. A couple things about the Islanders, though. They come in with a three-game winning streak. They stretch it to four with tonight's win. As we mentioned earlier, they got their three-game winning streak beating the reigning Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche in comeback fashion, mind you. They took down the Carolina Hurricanes on the road. I believe that score was 6-2. And they also shut out the New York Rangers in the New York battle, 3-0 at home. And New York has gotten off to a great start this year as well. This is a streaking and good New York Islanders team that came into the United Center. We're not making excuses, but let's look at the Blackhawks' schedule. They have played at least every other day for over the past week. And yes, the majority of those games have been here at home, but that's a lot of hockey in a short amount of time. They're without Seth Jones, their top defenseman. They're without Tyler Johnson, who's on that second line, who's on the top power play unit. Seth Jones is on the top power play unit as well. And if we're talking just special teams of tonight's game, no, the Blackhawks weren't able to convert their five-minute power play to begin the game on the Casey Cizikas game misconduct. But the New York Islanders came into this game with the league's best PK, killing nearly 97% of their penalties this season. And the Blackhawks were able to score on the power play later on in the third as Jonathan Toews extended his point streak. A quick note, again, you can chime in if you'd like, 312-981-7200. This is coming from the 708. Yes, you can just text if you'd like. And giving some kudos to our engineer, Krista Flores, listening to the Hawks game, and the bright spot was given the outcome. And the bright spot given the outcome was hearing Real Thing by Alice in Chains after a commercial. Whoever did that, rock on with the rock on emoji. And I can guarantee you, 708, that Krista Flores is very happy about that compliment. Hawks fell early in this one in the first period, a 1-0 lead for the New York Islanders. But again, they were able to get a five-minute power play after this play from Casey Cizikas.
Casey Cizikas down the right wing, fires. Oh, and Stalock came out and made the save with the pads and then was bowled over as he got in front of the path of Cizikas. And Stalock is down to the right of the Hawk net and not moving too much.
After reviewing the play, New York number 53 has been assessed a five-minute major for goaltender interference and a game misconduct.
It was a very scary play. Stalock had, I think, his right skate still on the crease when Cizikas had made the contact with him. And as John had mentioned many times in the broadcast, Cizikas does not have a history of being a dirty player. He was going in hard towards the net, but I think what the officials had thought at that point was there was an opportunity for him to try and avoid Alex Stalock. That didn't happen. He collided him pretty hard. Struck in the head pretty hard, too. So Stalock was down on the ice for quite some time. Pretty scary moment as it took some time for him to get up. He eventually did under his own power, though, and then Arvid Soderblom came into the game. The Hawks, again, with a five-minute power play, only able to generate three power play shots. Again, couple of things. New York has a very good penalty kill. The Blackhawks are missing some very important pieces of their power play. And the other thing is, what's going on through their minds when Alex Stalock is back in the locker room after that rough hit? Stalock has been just so much celebrated in this Blackhawks locker room. Everyone is a fan of him being a teammate, his presence in the locker room overall. So I definitely think that took a toll. Unfortunately, the Blackhawks couldn't take advantage of it. Later on, they committed a penalty on their own, Jujhar Khera, but the Hawks were able to kill that off. And then even later on, another power play for the New York Islanders as Andreas Athanasiou was charged with goaltender interference. And that time, the New York Islanders were able to convert.
Palmieri, a long shot from the top of the right circle. They score. It's on the rebound. I believe it's Anders Lee or Brock Nelson. One of them got a stick on a loose puck off of a Palmieri shot and pokes the puck past goaltender Arvid Soderblom. It's a power play goal, and the Islanders will take a 1-0 lead.
Talk about back and forth. That goal was originally credited to Brock Nelson. Then it was changed to Anders Lee. Then it went back to Brock Nelson. Or maybe I've got that a little inversed. I do, but it was changed twice, and it was eventually credited to Anders Lee. So a 1-0 lead for the New York Islanders after 20 minutes. The Blackhawks really had a difficult time generating some momentum. Again, three shots on goal on that power play, that five-minute power play. They only had five overall in the entire first period. Then when the second period started, they weren't able to get their first shot on goal until 7:17 into the period. Once they got their first shot on goal, though, they were able to generate a little bit more momentum, start putting some pressure on the New York Islanders. Again, there was some thought that maybe Luke Richardson had sparked some fire in the Hawks at that point. There was a little bit of a change. We saw some good hard work coming from the fourth line and just more pressure coming on Sorokin, but the Hawks were unable to find the back of the net. They did end up out shooting the New York Islanders in that second period, 9-8. So we moved into the third period, still a 1-0 deficit. This game still very much within reach. The Islanders had 18 seconds of a power play to begin that third period. The Blackhawks killed that off. But then later on, Brock Nelson was able to find some space.
Brock Nelson into the Hawks zone, down the right wing, will fire. He scores. Boy, Ross Johnson looked like he was just trying to clear the puck out of the Islanders zone, but his teammate Brock Nelson was in full flight up the right wing and caught it. Raced into the Hawks zone and from the right wing circle beat Soderblom with a wrist shot. It's now 2-0 Isles.
Not much Soderblom could do there as Nelson just was able to pick up the puck, generate some speed, and get it past him. So a 2-0 lead for New York made it seem very difficult for the Blackhawks to get anything going. But the Islanders did them a favor, Cal Clutterbuck with an interference on Philip Kurashev, and that put the Blackhawks on a man advantage.
Caleb Jones at the line to Kane beside the right circle. Back to Caleb Jones. A shot, he scored! That was tipped in the slot, I believe, by Jonathan Toews. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1 with 9:41 left in the third. Don't go away.
John also went on to say, I believe that was the third power play goal, or rather short, yes, power play goal that the New York Islanders have given up this year. Again, came into this game with the best PK in the NHL, over 96%. So I believe the Hawks able to convert just the third power play goal against the Islanders. All of a sudden, the Hawks are within one. Jonathan Toews extending his point streak to now six games. If you were listening to the FanDuel Sportsbook Chicago Blackhawks pregame show, we did recommend a Toews point for a payout of minus 116. Unfortunately, that was the only bet that came to fruition tonight. But anyway, the Blackhawks getting within a goal, pumping some more life into the United Center, and generating some more momentum. But the Blackhawks were starting to run out of time. You know the drill. You pull the goalie, And this time the New York Islanders were able to get it down the length of the ice.
Kane works it free, but right to Zach Parise. He'll flip it through the air and down ice toward the empty Hawks net. There's a race to the puck. They score. Kurashev was racing headlong toward the Hawks' empty net where the puck just beat him to the goal line and rolls into the back of the empty net. And it's an empty net goal for Zach Parise, and the Islanders will win this hockey game. They now lead 3-1.
So that ended up being the final score and final goal of the game, 3-1 in favor of the New York Islanders. Again, the Blackhawks fall to 4-4-2 on the season with the loss. The Islanders picking up their fourth straight win. They are now 6-4-0. We've still got more to get to. We're going to hear from Luke Richardson, maybe a couple of the players. And we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts, 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Recapping a Blackhawks loss 3-1 over the New York Islanders from the United Center. Tonight the Blackhawks will conclude their homestand on Thursday as they welcome in the LA Kings. And they're not back home at the United Center until November 14th when they host Carolina. So feel free to check out blackhawks.com/tickets and find your way out here to the UC. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. We're hearing that Alex Stalock will indeed have to go in through concussion protocol, getting that from Luke Richardson, the Blackhawks head coach. We're going to get to sound from Luke Richardson. And again, just to preface you, apparently he starts off with saying Alex Stalock is going into COVID protocol, but he does mean concussion protocol, and he later corrects that.
I think at this point the team's just put him in COVID protocol. I think you have to, and I think they said they're just going to let it settle for the night and see how he responds in the morning. That's what the doctors say, that's normal, and that's what they usually do, and that they get a better beat on how he's going to come out of that. So right now he's probably out.
Happy with how that was called though in terms of the penalty? And
yeah, no, I thought there was the right call, like, and you know, it was totally different than the one that we had at the other end where we're trying to stop and try and make a play to score a goal. So I don't know if it was really malicious or anything. It just happened to be, you know, I mean, you have to protect the goalies, and that's, they made the right call
not to capitalize there on that 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's really tough when it's like almost the first shift of the game. Guys aren't even warmed up and into it. And I think, you know, as the game went along, our power play got better and we made adjustments in the third period, which led to a goal and some chances. But it's frustrating because when you have a chance like that, you know, you mean they're going to get opportunities too, and they capitalized on a power play. So it would have been nice to have been up one before that, just to kind of even things out. But I thought they stuck with it and worked at it and got better as the game went along. But yeah, no, it's a tough situation because they're not really even into the game yet to you know, kind of have a feel, and the power play is all about the feel and making the right touches.
Do you have any idea what the goalie plan is moving forward? Soderblom, I think, is the only healthy guy on the contract right now.
Yeah, so I'm sure they have calls in right now to Rockford, but I don't know what they're going to do. But that's management's you know, job to figure that one out for tonight, for tomorrow.
That's your fourth kind of key injury with Tyler, Seth, and Peter now. Did you feel that the absence kind of all around from all of those players tonight?
I thought the team battled really well. I think we had a little bit of penalty trouble, which we've tried to address as of late, and it's the consecutive ones that always bite you. You know, you get tired and fatigued. But I thought the second half of the game, I thought four lines were rolling. I thought we put pressure on them, and they're a really good team with their sticks and stingy with blocking shots. And you got to be really quick at the on the release to get shots through, and I think that's what was so good about the power play shot by Caleb. He got a quick release through and tasered a nice screen tip in the high slot. So that's what you got to do against this team, because if you hold on to it and think something's going to come better, it's not. And I think, you know, our D's had a couple shots blocked that we could have had chances to get it off earlier, or maybe even off the end wall just to get it down for our forwards, and that's something we just got to work on.
Soderberg, especially under the circumstances of how he had to come in tonight?
Yeah, no, he was very calm and collective, just like he's been. I've seen him two and three games now, and he's been really good, and he's like that in practice, and made some really big saves for us, and gave us a chance to stay in that game. So, and he plays the puck well for a young goalie too, so that's helpful for a decor. So, you know, he's going to have a little bit of a workload now, so you know, I mean, I think that calm demeanor is going to help him with that.
name of your emergency backup tonight?
Nope. I think I saw him down the hallway with half dressed, but I think every rink has to have that, but not anything against him, but I'm just glad we didn't have to use him.
No.
I don't even know him, so I guess I should introduce myself if the injuries keep coming like this. But I think it's just every building has to have one, and it's fortunate that he's there. Just to give you a peace of mind for the rest of the night. But we'll have to figure that out tonight for before Thursday's game, anyways.
And just to be clear, you said that. Stalock has a concussion.
I didn't say a concussion. No, I think they have to put him in COVID protocol to see how he comes out with that. You know what I mean? That means he's not going to be practiced tomorrow. He's not going to be. I don't know what timeline for that. Is, but I think that's, what they said. They'll know more tomorrow on how he comes out of it. If it's more of a head or a neck, a lot of times. But I think they're treating it as concussion protocol.
Okay.
So I don't know if they actually don't actually put somebody in concussion protocol yet, but they're treating it as that.
Okay.
To see how he feels in the morning. They usually get a beat on how they come out of it the next morning after either a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep, and usually the symptoms kind of settle that way.
So again, Luke Richardson clarifying concussion protocol for Alex Stalock. Again, that's kind of what we speculated with the hit that he took from Casey Cizikas. Bringing up some good points, the Blackhawks still having some trouble committing some penalties that probably could have been avoidable. Thought maybe the Andreas Athanasiou holding on Romanov's stick in that second period was one that kind of put the Blackhawks at a deficit. But to Luke Richardson's credit, mentioning how the team did turn things around the second half of the game. It took some initiative to make that happen, but the team did respond. Some adjustments were made despite a 3-1 loss to the New York Islanders. We got to take one more break. When we come back, we hope to hear from Caleb Jones, Connor Murphy, and Arvid Soderblom. As the Hawks fall to the Islanders 3-1 at the United Center, you're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Tonight, Jonathan Toews continued his point streak to 6 games with a goal. He's our number 3 star, number 2 star, the New York Islanders, Anders Lee, who had a goal, and Brock Nelson, the number 1 star, with a goal and an assist. Our three-star selection is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Arvid Soderblom came in cold in the first period early on after Alex Stalock had to leave this game due to concussion protocol. Let's hear from the Blackhawks' young goaltender.
So that makes it easier. It's always hard to come in like that.
Is there still a couple minutes where it takes for you to kind of adjust?
Yeah, it does. But it was nice that we had that 5-minute power play so I could do some skating and get warm.
What can you tell the difference from your own game, I guess, from a year ago and playing in the NHL again?
This year I feel more comfortable. I feel like I handle the pace much better. I'm in position earlier and I have a lot of time to make saves. So, yeah, I feel a lot better this year.
You're starting to feel confident, too?
Yeah, I do. It feels good out there.
I'm sorry I missed the beginning of that, but what's the biggest challenge of coming in cold like that?
I think just to get in the rhythm and see the pucks and just get warm. But as I said, it was nice to have those 5 minutes there and just move a little bit and get warm. So, yeah, I feel good.
You mentioned the rush play. What could you have done differently on that one?
I think just being tall and close to that short side. That's what you want to do as a goalie. And always close the short side first. And yeah.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and give Arvid Soderblom, our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Again, Alex Stalock left this game due to concussion protocol, so he is likely going to be out for a little bit. Peter Mrazek still unavailable for the Blackhawks, dealing with a groin injury as well. He was on the ice at morning skate today, but the Blackhawks don't want to rush him. And a tweet from earlier tonight from The Athletic, Scott Powers, had mentioned that Jackson Stauber dealt with an injury over the weekend with the Rockford IceHogs. So, again, that leaves Mitchell Weeks and Dylan Wells as the two goaltenders available for Rockford. Not entirely sure of their contract status. So, again, the Blackhawks might have to get creative. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll have the answer for you tomorrow night on Blackhawks Live. We'll start at 7 o'clock. We'll have a player guest, and we'll cover all things Hawks over the last week. Once again, the Hawks fall tonight to the New York Islanders 3-1 at the United Center. The Hawks with the loss fall to 4-4-2. The Islanders 6-4-0. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help that we got back at the WGN studios. Ben Anderson doing the solo work tonight. And our tireless engineer, Krista Flores, also getting some help from Adam Phillips. Another big thanks to everyone here at the United Center, our reporter, Jack Heinrich, our engineer, Paul Zerang, and the crew of John Weideman and Kaylee Chelios, who called tonight's game. I'm Joe Brand signing off. Hawks fall to the Islanders 3-1. David Jennings has your news next. After that, it's Raleigh James. You've been listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN. Streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.